And then you have people that do a lot of ballet and yoga and gymnastics, and they do lots of back bends and lots of arches, which looks impressive to the outward side of things. But what they're doing is increasing the level of contraction and tightness through the back of their body. So they're hunkering down and tightening the back of their rib cage. So they feel that they've got this great flexibility, but they're reinforcing a pattern of rigidity and tightness through their back and through the back of their rib cage. Hello and welcome back. Now, I'm going to cover today a question that's landed within my inbox, and it's about the most common things that I see in my clinical practice and what I also see when I'm dealing with people online. So just before I cover that, I just want to encourage you that if you're watching this on the Total Somatics YouTube channel, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and press the notification bell. So whenever an episode is released, you find out very soon. Okay, so let's consider the question. So people, I get so many questions through my inbox, and quite a few of them recently has been, when people see you, what is the most common thing that you have to treat or you work with a person with? And what I'd first of all say is the most common thing that is applicable to all of the different postural reflexes that I see and I work with people on is rib rigidity. And there's so many reasons for this, which is why recently I launched a releasing rib rigidity workshop series, which you can find within the Total Somatics online shop. So if you go to totalsomatics.com, click on the shop page, and you'll see at the top that's a new 4-part movement series that's gone out. And that's available on the outside for non-members. But if you're in the Total Somatics membership, you will find it within the bonus section. So do check that out. So I've put the rib rigidity or rib release series together because of the rigidity that I see. And that can come about for different reasons. So people's lifestyles can start to impact the rigidity and tightness in and around their rib cage. So it could be that they may be asthmatic, or what I've seen a lot of in recent times is post-COVID, a lot of people have had long COVID and had a lot of respiratory issues, and their rib cage has become very rigid. It's also because of postural reasons. So if they might lean to one side as they work on a computer, or they may have had an injury or post-operative to their knee or their hip, they've been slumped to one side, and it's created tension and tightness through one side of their body, and it's hunkered down the rib cage on one side. It means all of that has to be addressed. It could be they spend large amounts of time sitting at a computer or on mobile devices. And it could be, again, different age groups, people gaming, you know, they lean their elbows on their knees, lean forward in their gaming. So that's causing a lot of hunkered down rigidity through the front of their rib cage. And then you have people that do a lot of ballet and yoga and gymnastics, and they do lots of back bends and lots of arches, which looks impressive to the outward side of things. But what they're doing is increasing the level of contraction and tightness through the back of their body. So they're hunkering down and tightening the back of their rib cage. So they feel that they've got this great flexibility, but they're reinforcing a pattern of rigidity and tightness through their back and through the back of their rib cage. So people will come in, and that's the first thing that I'll address, because until we get the movement back through the rib cage, they stay very hunkered down and tight through that area. And if you're familiar with clinical somatics and the approach of how our brain patterns tension through habits and through stress responses, you'll know that it always starts at our tailbone. So in the tailbone and all the six-pack muscles, all of that area, the abdominal region, the abdominal region tightens, that six-pack muscle shortens, which can tuck your tailbone up and under. It depresses or drops and lowers your rib cage, and your shoulders roll forward. That's the stress response. Likewise, it can happen through the back or through the side. It depends on the individual and depends on how your brain patterns that tension. But whatever happens, it starts from your center, from that whole abdominal and pelvic area, and it ripples out. So when I'm working with people, I'm getting them to bring under their conscious or mindful control again all the movement around their pelvic area, through their ribs, through their waist muscles. That's the first part. So although I work on rib rigidity, it's also bringing in their pelvis, because that whole area is connected. And if you're in the Total Somatics membership, you have a wealth of knowledge and information. It's rich in resources to really understand at a deeper level what is happening on a neuropsychological and a neuromuscular level. But if you want to take a step today to actually start releasing the rigidity in and around your rib cage, which everybody on this planet could really do with, because we all have levels of tightness there, which influence neck and shoulder pain as well as depth of breathing, gut health, all sorts of things. If you go to totalsomatics.com, click on the shop page, and you will see at the top of that page there where it talks about releasing rib rigidity. Please take that. It's a four-part workshop series. You keep that for life. But also, if you're in the membership, you don't need to go into the online shop. You will find it in the bonus section. So that's my answer to that question, which is rib rigidity. That's the big one that I work with. And it's really, really rewarding to see the difference and to see the changes. And I always say to people, if you want to get a boob lift, come and see me, because you will sometimes see, and if you haven't seen it on the before and after photos as well, you'll see how their boobs will be lifted. The chest is broad and spacious and really open because we've lengthened their beautiful posture. We've opened their chest. They look like they have more confidence rather than being dropped down. And likewise, if you've got other people coming in, they notice things such as the freedom and the openness through their neck, the less rigidity, and then they can feel their breath is deeper because their ribs are swinging out. We've got much more lung capacity. And just consider, if you're getting bigger, better quality breaths, you're increasing oxygen into your tissues. So every single cell in your body is shimmering with health, wellness, goodness, and just vitality, really. So there's so much that you can benefit from that. So totalsomatics.com, click on the shop page, and then you can release rib rigidity four-part workshop there. If you want to come and join the Total Somatics membership, where we can really delve deep into so many more facets, go to totalsomatics.com, click on the join now page. And if the membership doors are currently closed, just leave your details on the wait list. And the next time that the doors open, you will be the first to find out. So until next time, all my love and my very best wishes. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.